Chapter 8. We crept along the prison hallways, moving in the opposite direction from where we'd last seen the Blue Woman and Metallica. Neither were on our list of supervillains that we cared to run into quite yet. Our goal was a simple one this time. Intel. Find out which other groups were in with each other, or butting heads, and if possible, learn more about Ranger's plan. To get this done, Twitch said she knew someone likely to be a neutral party in all this. Someone who had known the who's who of the prison.
He might not be able to tell us who's who now,
she said as we went.
But he can at least tell us who we want to find.
And you've met with him since the fighting started? I asked.
No.
How do you know where he is? She gave me a frustrated glance.
I don't. My screens show me where he was before it started, and that he was near the central air processing unit. That's all we have to go on.
As we walked, I noticed her glancing my way, curiosity plain in her expression. Finally, I said, What is it?
Jin, can he hear me?
I shook my head, then thought about it. Honestly, I'm not even sure he can hear me right now. Let me try. Jin? Nothing. After waiting a few more paces, I said, He's got other heroes he's working with, too, training them up, getting them ready.
Or maybe he's decided you're a lost cause,
Charm said. Her expression said she was trying to be helpful, but her words did the opposite.
Don't worry, we believe in you.
We do?
Twitch asked, then laughed.
I mean, of course we do.
Why do you ask about him? I said.
He was sort of the reason I'm in here,
she said. Her eyes went wide and she covered her mouth.
Maybe I shouldn't say that. I don't know. Not him exactly, but indirectly. If I could prove to him that I'm fighting on the right side here, that I'm helping you against Ranger, maybe I'd have a shot at being exonerated, my past forgiven.
Why do you care what he thinks?
Charm asked.
Exactly what I just said, that's why.
Twitch replied, glancing at her like she was an idiot.
But it's all wrong. If Jin is on his way out, dying or passing on his energy or whatever, and our man Breaker here is going to be an elder.
Twitch's eyes lit up, looking at Charm in a whole new light.
You're kind of a genius, aren't you? A ditzy, kind of sex-crazed without having sex, genius.
I'm not sure if I should be offended or take it,
Charm replied, then shrugged.
I'll take it.
Someone care to explain to me?
I asked, too focused on the moment and finding Twitch's contact to really follow.
She doesn't have to impress Jin,
Charm said.
Because you're the new Jin. If Jin is gone, she doesn't need his blessing or forgiveness or whatever, just yours.
You might have to convince others,
Twitch said, considering the situation.
I'm not totally sure how it works, but you'd get my back, right?
I guess that depends, I said. As far as I know, you destroyed a planet full of children. You raped some guy, or, I don't know, burned a village to the ground?
And you think I'd be capable of any of that?
No. I shrugged. Of course she didn't seem the type, and honestly, my feelings were growing for her, and the last thing I wanted to do was piss her off. But the facts remained. We're in a supervillain prison with the worst of the worst. You want me to assume you're not a bad guy because, what? You watched me get a blowjob?
What the fuck?
She looked from Charm to me for a moment, then shook her head, seething.
Tell you what, Chad. Break off your foot in your own ass and sit on it for a while, because I'm done with you, prick.
As she pulled up a series of pink screens, my panic mode set in. I didn't want to be on her bad side, but what could I do? Lie here? All you have to do is tell me what happened, why you're here, I said. Open up, so I know you're being honest. We can go from there.
Go fuck yourself,
she replied, swiping her hand across the screen so that a wall appeared between us. Oh, come on, I protested.
Twitch, don't be like that,
Charm added. But the wall remained, and more metallic scraping sounds came from the other side. When it vanished, there was no sign of her.
Way to go,
Charm said, frowning.
She was kind of our only shot out of here.
I wanted to say something like that we didn't really need her, but it wasn't true. Of course we did, and I just messed it all up. Can we try to find this contact without her? I asked.
Charm took a moment, glancing around.
Or wait for her to come back?
I don't think she's going to. She was pretty pissed.
Don't look at me,
Charm said.
It's not my place to say.
You didn't tell me your story, I pointed out.
Really? You're trying to piss me off, too?
She frowned, looking me up and down.
You show me yours, I'll show you mine. Skeletons in the closet, that is.
I was gonna say... With a deep breath, I glanced up and down the empty hallway, hoping to see Twitch at any moment. My story is not so complicated. I was framed.
Uh-huh. You and me both.
She rolled her eyes. I'm serious, I protested, then told her the story about seeing my brother and how he'd defeated the guy and then vanished. Then the trial and my sentence and how I'd almost died but been whisked away here instead.
Kind of like your brother,
she said thoughtfully. Exactly. And if Jin ever pops back in, I'm going to ask about that. My theory is that my brother is one of these other heroes in training. But where?
The elders are all over, or were.
She motioned me on and we started walking again, the direction we'd been going.
They were charged with protecting the universe, or at least our part of it. Maybe just our galaxy? I'm not sure how all that works, but if your brother was picked up by Jin too, he could be any number of places.
We walked on in silence, me thinking it over, wondering how he was doing, when finally Charm broke the silence.
It wasn't on purpose,
she said. What's that?
My crime. I did it, but I didn't mean to.
When she saw I was waiting, she adjusted her collar, glanced down at her feet, and continued.
We were playing a game at the academy. A dare came up, and I was stupid enough to accept. Everyone knows about our rival school, though I guess you wouldn't. It's called Rocadium, a mixed school. Not only male and female, but any supers are admitted. Not only those who have sworn to be superheroes like at my school. So, as you can guess, supervillains have been known to come from there at times. Especially from a sub-house led by a notoriously neutral super named Slingshot. He's able to throw whatever powers you send his way right back at you. Anyway, the dare was to infiltrate his barracks, steal a pair of underwear from one of his top boy students, and bring it back. Stupid, so stupid. But I was young.
You're not so old now, I said. Right? She shrugged.
Let's just say I've been here for 5 years. Not so young then, not so old now. Still, I was younger, dumber, and, yeah, accepted.
Stealing underwear doesn't sound like something to get you thrown in prison.
Of course not. And I didn't even succeed. Thought I would, what with my ability to cloak and all that. But the boy who I tried to steal from had a reveal power, sort of like a radar for supers. And he came after me. Chased me all the way back to the academy, where I panicked. I charmed him into forgetting where he was, temporarily, and ran. I should have told someone, done something. But he'd been shouting about how he was going to kill me. Probably thought I was there to do something far worse.
Why would he assume that? I asked.
Turns out he was involved in some dark circles,
she explained.
Thought I'd figured him out and was trying to expose him. Well, he woke up from the charm and was really confused, and when a group of teachers found him, he started shouting my name and attacking them. He ended up killing all but one of them. The exact teacher I'd had a bit of an argument with the day before when I'd been caught trying to charm her into giving me a better grade. I never said I was perfect, but I didn't want this. She went to the authorities, and it rose right up to Jin and the elders, even. She claimed I was involved with this guy who'd attacked her and killed the others, and that I'd brought him into the school in order to do just that. He could even prove I'd charmed him, as faint remnants of my charm remained.
Damn, I said, shaking my head. I mean, you did royally fuck up, but...
Yeah, their deaths were on my hands, so I accepted my punishment. It was my fault, right?
Wait, you didn't try to fight it? Tell them the truth? I shook my head, unable to process it. None of the other girls stepped forward to defend you?
As I said, my fault.
She shrugged.
It wasn't like the teacher said, and I certainly hadn't wanted anyone to get killed. But it had happened nonetheless because of me. If I hadn't charmed him, he might not have gotten so violent when it wore off. He wouldn't have been there if not for me. I deserve to be here.
My mouth gaped.
You actually don't. That's bullshit.
Her eyes looked grateful, but she didn't believe it. I stopped, took her by the shoulders, and stared firmly into her eyes. Listen to me. From what I've seen, you're a good person.
You sure you don't just mean good at giving head?
She smiled, but it was too self-effacing to be cute. Stop. That's not funny. I'm being dead serious here. You're an amazing woman. I don't know what kind of shit you've been through. I don't know if you had a hard time with this fox look. Sorry, but it's part of you and it's grown on me. But that doesn't mean I understand what it's meant for your life. But I'm here for you. Like you've been for me. That's why I know you're a good person. And whatever happened sounds like it wasn't your fault. Not really. You couldn't have known who he really was, this underwear douchebag. And you certainly had no way of knowing he was going to hurt those people. For a moment, her eyes looked defiant. She opened her mouth to respond, then leaned in, head on my shoulder and arms clinging to me.
I don't deserve you, she said.
Again, I pulled her back.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. You are amazing. I believe that. It's time you started believing it, too.
Seeing her about to protest again, I leaned in, pressing my mouth to hers. My God, I loved that taste of her. The warmth of her tongue against mine, the passion with which she kissed me and ran her hands across my back. If we hadn't been in that hallway, I was pretty sure she'd have thrown me to the ground and taken me right there. Instead, she pulled back, smiled, and then looked away.
Charm?
No, I'm good,
she said.
That's enough.
Then what is it?
I really have to piss, but don't see any cells or toilets nearby,
she admitted with a self-conscious chuckle. The glance around showed she was right.
Can you face the other way?
She said, then pointed to the hallway ahead.
Keep an eye out that way, in case anyone comes.
What then? I asked. Fight them off by myself while you finish?
She shrugged.
Yes?
Okay, then I'll do my best.
As I walked down the hallway a bit, I tried not to hear the tinkling sound or think about the fact that there was no tissue paper around. At least it was only number one. A thought that got me wondering why I hadn't had the urge to go number two yet since I had arrived. Probably the stress. My brother said nobody had taken a shit for the first 2 weeks of boot camp. None of us had believed him at the time, arguing that one's intestines would burst. Now that I was living it, I was a believer. Still, 2 weeks seemed unrealistic. I'd just have to hope I could get out of here before my time came. The hall was quiet, aside from a distant grinding and clanking, giving me time to wonder where Twitch had gotten off to. I hoped she hadn't gone far. She was part of the team, and an integral part at that. Plus, there was the fact that I really was growing feelings for her, too. Had she done something so bad? I couldn't imagine her out there being a real supervillain, but her reaction didn't make sense otherwise.
Done,
she said, walking over with her typical bounce, as if we'd never had the heavy conversation a few seconds before.
My turn, I said, turning to find a spot. As I took a few steps back, she followed but stopped when I turned to look at her.
What? I asked.
Just curious. Can I hold it?
I stared, trying to understand what she was asking.
While you're pissing, can I hold it?
She elaborated.
You're really weird, I said, shaking my head. No way.
But she stepped up behind me just as I was about to piss against the wall and breathed into my ear as she said,
Please, I'm just curious. Never done it before.
And we could have supervillains round that corner at any minute. What would they do if they saw you holding my dick while I pissed? I don't think it would make them change their minds about killing us. I turned to see her grinning. Of course she knew I couldn't say no to her, so I just rolled my eyes and shrugged. She reached around me, pulled down my pants, and grabbed hold.
How do I aim it?
Like you're doing.
Okay, go.
I stood there, cheeks flushed, blood starting to flow into my dick.
Not the time, I told myself. Focus! Piss, damn it!
But it wasn't happening.
Why is it growing?
She asked.
I thought you had to pee.
Stage fright, I guess.
Okay, maybe if I...
She pinched it.
Do that?
I laughed. Really, really not helping.
Fine, I'll shut up. Even close my eyes. Go.
A glance over my shoulder showed she was peeking, but she closed her eyes when she saw me looking. I closed my eyes too, reminding myself never to get into this situation again. It was just too weird. We could seriously die, and instead I was letting this woman hold my pecker while I tried to take a piss. What was wrong with me? I sighed, about to give up hope, when out it flowed.
Ah!
She startled, moving it so that it hit the wall and almost splashed back, but I course-corrected for her. Keep the aim there, I explained. Best to avoid splatter.
It does that?
She asked.
Ever used a hose? Same idea.
Out of the corner of my eye, I saw her nodding, watching with fascination. So weird. Finally, it was done, so I took matters into my own hands again, shook, and pulled up my pants. Never tell Twitch about this, I said.
Ah, so you assume she's coming back?
She'd better, or we're in trouble, I replied. What are we going to do, just leave her out there by herself? I don't doubt she could handle it, but still, no way.
Good,
Charm said with a grin.
Makes me glad to think you wouldn't leave me either, or let me leave you, as the case may be.
She's just mad. She'll cool off. And besides, she knows where we're going.
On that note,
Charm gestured to the hall where it split at the end.
She was the only one who knew where we were going.
Damn. I honestly hadn't considered that. We'll just have to do our best. Keep going that way and hope we stumble upon this guy.
And then hope he doesn't kill us.
With that wonderful thought, we took the corridor to the left, hoping we weren't walking off to our gruesome deaths. Or even worse, to wander aimlessly until we died of starvation or boredom.